So imagine this for a second. It's 2025. You walk into, I don't know, your favorite bistro, maybe that fast casual spot you always hit for lunch. And the lighting's warm, the menu seems suspiciously tailored to exactly what you're craving, and the food shows up with like startling speed. On the surface, I mean, the whole industry looks invincible. We're looking at a global food service sector that just hit a record $1.5 trillion in sales.
That's a lot of zeros.
It is huge. You'd assume, champagne's popping, profits are soaring, but here's the hook, and it's a nasty one. If you peel back the curtain, margins are actually thinner than ever. We are living in this massive contradiction.
It really is the tale of two cities for restaurants right now. I mean, revenue's up, absolutely. But the cost of actually doing business, putting food on the plate, keeping the lights on, that has fundamentally changed.
And that's exactly what we're unpacking today. We're looking at this post-2019 world where, well, food and labor costs have just shot up over 30%. That's a brutal landscape to navigate.
It is.
And the big takeaway from the research we've pulled together, this is mostly from Deloitte and the National Restaurant Association's 2025 forecasts, is that efficiency isn't just about squeezing out a little extra profit anymore.
No.
It's become an existential necessity.
Right. If you aren't efficient today, you don't just make less money. You cease to exist. And I think we need to be really clear about what we mean by efficiency. We aren't just talking about telling the chef to chop onions faster.
Or buying a cheaper napkin.
Exactly. We're looking at a structural metamorphosis of the entire industry. We're watching artificial intelligence shift from being this speculative gamble, something cool to put in a press release,
Right, to impress
to a
shareholder.
fundamental operational pillar.
So this deep dive isn't just about robots flipping burgers, then.
Well, we will talk about robots because Flippy and his robotic cousins are definitely part of the story. But the real revolution is much quieter, it's much more pervasive, and frankly, much more interesting financially. It's all about data, prediction, and rewriting the rules of hospitality itself.
Let's start with that macro view. You mentioned this isn't a nice to have anymore. What are the numbers actually telling us about adoption? Because I feel like I hear about AI in every industry, but is it really happening in the kitchen?
Oh, it is. And it's happening fast. Deloitte surveyed 375 industry leaders. This is across 11 countries. And the headline figure that just jumps out is that 82% of them are increasing their investment in AI
82%.
for the next fiscal year.
I mean, that's essentially the entire market. That tells me this isn't early adopters anymore. This is the new standard.
It's saturation. Virtually no one is cutting back. But here's the nuance that I found really fascinating in the reports. The why behind the investment, it depends heavily on where you are on the map. There's a distinct cultural divergence.
How so? Different tech stacks or something?
No, it's different philosophies. If you look at the Asian markets, the leaders there are treating the region almost like a laboratory for large-scale automation. Their primary focus is labor substitution.
So literally replacing the human.
Yes, because of demographics, aging populations, labor shortages. They're looking at how to run a restaurant with the absolute minimum number of people. It's survival through automation. But then you pivot to the US and Europe, and the focus shifts. It's much more about customer experience, CX, and waste management.
That makes a lot of sense. In the US, hospitality is still the product, right? You can't just automate the smile away.
Precisely. It's less replace the human and more how do we stop wasting food and make the customer happier so they come back.
And speaking of the customer, the sources mentioned that the whole value equation has shifted, and I feel this personally. 5 years ago, value just meant, who has the cheapest burger?
That race to the bottom on price is ending. Value for the modern diner in 2025 is a it's a complex cocktail. Price matters, sure, but it's now equally weighted with convenience, personalization, and sustainability. And here's the paradox: to provide that personal touch at scale, to know your order, to customize it perfectly, restaurants are realizing they have to turn to machines.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it? We need robots to help us feel special.
That's exactly the situation.
Okay, let's talk about where the customer actually meets the machine, the front of house, specifically the phone. I have to admit, if I call a restaurant to place an order or, book a table and I get a voicemail, I'm probably just hanging up and opening a delivery app.
You and everyone else. And that behavior is costing restaurants billions. The data shows that 83% of customers will abandon a restaurant if their call goes to voicemail more than once.
83%? That's brutal. That's a massive amount of business just evaporating because nobody picked up the phone.
It's the friction of unanswered calls. But you can't always have a host standing by the phone, not if the dinner rush is slamming the kitchen. So the fix is voice automation.
Now, when you say voice automation, are we talking about those terrible old systems? Press 1 for no, I said, representative.
No, thankfully. We are past the shout of the robot phase.
Yeah.
We're looking at systems like Reachify AI. These are conversational agents. They aren't just answering machines. They handle 75% of incoming calls completely autonomously.
Wow.
They take orders. They answer questions about gluten allergies or holiday hours.
And does it actually drive revenue or does it just save the receptionist some time?
It does both.
Yeah.
The impact is wild. We're seeing boosts in online sales by up to 132%.
132% seems impossibly high just for answering the phone.
Well, think about it. It's capturing demand that was previously being ignored. You know, it's taking the order when the human host was too busy clearing a table. But where this gets really aggressive is in the drive-thru.
The drive-thru. The land of static and shouting, no, I said no pickles.
Exactly. Well, major players like Taco Bell and Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken are rolling out AI order takers. And the immediate benefit is simply speed.
How much speed?
It saves about 1 minute and 25 seconds per order.
In the fast food world, a minute and a half is an eternity. That's the difference between a line wrapping around the building and a smooth flow.
It is huge volume. You cut out all the, sorry, can you repeat that back and forth? But beyond speed, it's accuracy. Humans, bless them, they get tired. There's background noise. The headsets break. Human accuracy in the drive-thru historically averages around 84%.
That sounds about right. About 1 in 6 orders has a mistake.
Right. These AI systems, they're hitting 94 to 98%. So you actually get the pickles or lack of pickles that you asked for.
Okay.
But, and this is the financial secret weapon the industry loves, the upsell.
The classic, do you want fries with that?
It sounds trivial, but it's just math. A human employee, after an 8-hour shift, dealing with a rude customer, they might forget to ask. Or they just might not have the emotional energy to try and sell you a dessert.
Sure.
The AI never forgets. It isn't afraid of rejection. It systematically upsells on every single order.
And the numbers back this up.
The data shows this consistent suggestive selling increases the average order value by 37%.
That is substantial. It's basically free money for the operator just by being consistent. But surely there's a limit here. I mean, talking to a robot is fine for ordering a taco, but what if I'm angry? What if my order was wrong and I want a refund?
You've just hit on a critical concept that the report calls the empathy ceiling.
The empathy ceiling. I like that term. So where is the line drawn?
The stats are very, very clear on this. 72% of people are totally fine using AI for a transaction.
Mm-hmm.
I want a burger. Here's my money. That's purely transactional.
Got it.
But 84% demand a human if they have a complaint or a complex emotional issue.
Because a robot can't really apologize.
It can say the words, I am sorry. But it can't offer validation. It can't read the tone of your voice and realize you've had a terrible day. The machine just cannot provide the social soothing that a human needs.
It's the difference between efficiency and care.
Exactly. And there's another rule about this interface that I found fascinating, the four-option rule.
It doesn't.
If an automated menu on the phone gives you more than 4 options, press 1 for hours, press 2 for catering, 46% of people just hang up. Immediately.
I am definitely in that 46%. I have zero patience for the phone tree.
Which is why the future isn't phone trees.
Oh.
It's natural conversation. You just talk, the AI understands. But, and this is key for any restaurant owner listening, the system has to know when to shut up and hand off to a human.
Right.
If it tries to trap the customer in a loop during a complaint, you lose that customer forever.
So the front of the house is getting slicker, faster, more conversational. But let's move to the back of house, the kitchen. The sources call this the invisible moneymaker.
Yeah, this is where the real magic and the real savings happen. We are transitioning to what the consultants call the predictive enterprise.
It sounds very sci-fi, but what does it actually look like on a, you know, Tuesday morning prep shift?
It's actually very practical. Old school inventory was looking at what you sold last Tuesday and guessing you'll sell about the same this Tuesday.
Right.
But the predictive enterprise pulls in external data. It looks at the weather forecast. Is it raining? People order more comfort food and less salad. Is there a local football game nearby? You're going to need 30% more wings.
So it predicts demand down to the dollar. You aren't guessing how many tomatoes to slice anymore.
No guessing. And that directly addresses the waste problem. In quick service restaurants, QSRs, they historically waste about 40% of their food.
Wait, 40%? That's almost half the food just going in the bin? That is painful to hear.
It's tragic, both environmentally and financially. That is literally margin being thrown in the dumpster. But these AI systems, by telling staff exactly when to restock or prep based on real-time prediction, they cut that waste by 20%.
That's a massive recovery of cost.
And it gets more granular.
Yeah.
There's tech like Precitaste. It uses computer vision cameras to literally watch the food bins in the kitchen.
So the camera sees the fries are low.
It sees the fries are getting low before the human notices, and it alerts the kitchen to drop a new basket. It prevents stockouts running out of food during a rush, and it prevents making too much that just goes cold and has to be tossed.
It's like having a head chef with eyes in the back of their head watching every station at once.
Ideally, yes. And this spills over into staffing, which is the other massive cost. Labor is so volatile.
Yeah.
But AI scheduling is reducing overstaffing by 22%.
Which saves money, obviously.
Huge money. We're talking $9,000 to $10,000 a month for a single location. That can be the difference between being in the red or the black. But, and this is important for anyone who cares about the human element, it's not just about cutting hours.
Okay.
It reduces burnout.
That seems counterintuitive. Usually efficiency just means working people harder.
In this case, it's about predictability. The AI ensures legal compliance with breaks and overtime, which humans often mess up. But more importantly, it balances the workload so you don't have one person doing the work of three because the manager forgot to schedule a closer. It creates a more humane work environment, paradoxically, through an algorithm.
That is a really important point. We often think of algorithms as these cold taskmasters, but if they stop you from getting slammed with an understaffed shift, that's a win for the staff.
Exactly. A predictable shift is a happy shift.
Now, we have to talk about the robots. We teased it in the intro. You mentioned Flippy. This is the part everyone sees on social media.
Yes. Misa Robotics and their star player, Flippy. This is the third wave of tech adoption robotics and vision.
So for those who haven't seen the videos, what is Flippy actually doing?
Flippy works the fry station. It's a robotic arm on a rail. But the smart part isn't the arm, it's the vision. It looks at the basket. It can distinguish between a chicken tender, a beef patty, and a French fry, and it knows exactly how long to cook each one.
So no more undercooked chicken or burnt fries because the teenager running the fryer got distracted.
Right, and the goal here, and the companies are very clear about this, isn't to replace the chef who creates the menu, it's to take over the fry station. That is the hottest, most dangerous, greasy, and frankly most boring station in the kitchen.
So the human can focus on plating or presentation or just not getting burned by hot oil.
Correct. It's all about quality consistency. But Vision AI is also playing Big Brother in other ways that are less about cooking and more about, well, policing.
Big Brother usually sounds ominous. What are we talking about here?
Quality control on delivery bags. We've all had this happen. You order delivery, it arrives sealed with that tamper-proof sticker, you open it, and the fries are missing.
And once that sticker is on, nobody checks. And if I get home and my fries are missing, I'm leaving a one-star review and demanding a refund.
Exactly. Refunds kill margins. So now, cameras check the contents of a bag against the digital order before it gets sealed. It visually confirms every single item is there.
Oh, that is brilliant. It protects the restaurant from fraud, and it protects me from disappointment.
It reduces negative reviews and refunds significantly. And they're even using similar vision tech for safety detecting wet floors or blocked exits and alerting a manager instantly. It's an extra set of eyes on liability.
Okay, so we've got better ordering, smarter kitchens, and robots on the fryers. The big elephant in the room, though, jobs. We always hear that AI is coming for everyone's paycheck. What did the sources say about the actual employment impact?
This is where we have to debunk a myth. The report is quite clear. 74% of operators say this technology augments human capacity. Only 13% reported permanent job cuts due to automation.
That's a relief. So it's more about changing the job description than deleting the job.
Yes. It shifts the human from doer of repetitive tasks to manager of the experience. And looking toward 2025, McKinsey introduces this concept of agentic AI, which takes this a step further.
Agentic AI? That sounds a bit intense. What does that mean in a kitchen?
Think of them as virtual colleagues. These aren't just chatbots waiting for you to ask a question. They have agency. they can act.
Give me an example.
Okay, so let's say the ice cream machine breaks, which we know it always does.
It's a law of nature.
Right. In the old world, a human has to notice, call the manager has to call the tech, wait on hold. It takes hours or days. The agentic AI detects the failure via sensors. It doesn't just tell you it's broken. It autonomously schedules the repair technician, orders the specific replacement part, and adjusts the digital inventory to stop selling ice cream on the app.
So customers don't get disappointed. Wow. It's like having a really efficient operations manager who lives in the cloud and works 24/7.
Exactly. It solves the problem before the human even knows there is a problem. But we do have to talk about the risks, specifically the barriers to entry. It isn't all smooth sailing for every restaurant owner.
There's always a catch. What's the downside?
Well, one is the inequality gap.
Right. I imagine Flippy isn't cheap.
He is not. The big chains, the McDonald's, the Taco Bells, they have the capital to invest millions in this. But your local independent spot, the mom-and-pop burger joint operating on 3 to 5% margins, a $50,000 or $100,000 startup cost for this tech is impossible.
So the big get bigger and more efficient, and the small guys get squeezed out because they can't compete on speed or price.
That is the risk. The hope lies in democratization through subscription models. Software as a service.
So instead of buying the robot, you rent it.
Exactly. You pay a monthly fee for the AI scheduling or the inventory system, mm-hmm. rather than buying a massive server. That's really the only way the little guys can stay in the game.
And what about the data side? We're feeding these systems a lot of information.
A massive amount. Biometric data from voice ordering, eating habits, employee performance data. There's a huge operational need for privacy by design. Restaurants are becoming data companies, whether they realize it or not.
And if they don't handle that data correctly, they are opening themselves up to massive liability.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just leaks. The sources mention algorithmic bias as a functional risk.
How does a scheduling algorithm become biased?
It's subtle. Imagine a scheduling software that learns from historical data. If a previous manager was biased, say, they never scheduled certain groups of people for the lucrative Friday night shifts where tips are high.
The AI sees that pattern in the data.
And it thinks, oh, this is the optimal way to schedule. It replicates the bad management practice, thinking it's just following the rules of efficiency.
Mm.
Or consider dynamic pricing, changing menu prices based on demand. If not done carefully, it can inadvertently price out loyal customers or target demographics unfairly. It's a business risk operators have to watch like a hawk.
So we're looking at a future that is incredibly efficient, highly predicted, and data-driven. Let's bring this all together. What's the mission statement here?
The industry is moving from reacting to predicting. That's the shift. No more, oh no, the fridge broke, or oh no, a busload of tourists just arrived. The system anticipates.
And for the listener, why does this matter? I mean, aside from getting our food faster.
Because if it works, successful AI removes the operational noise. If the machine handles the inventory, the frying, the scheduling, and the phone calls, the human beings can get back to what restaurants are actually supposed to be about. Hospitality.
That brings us to the final thought. And this is something for you listening to chew on, maybe while you're waiting for your next automated delivery order.
Here's the question. If an algorithm predicts exactly what you want to eat before you even know it, a robot cooks it to absolute mathematical perfection, and a voice AI handles the payment seamlessly, does the soul of a restaurant lie in the food?
Mm.
Or is the soul exclusively in that human connection that remains?
And are we ready to pay a premium for that human connection when the robot burger is cheaper, faster, and tastes just as good?
That is the $1 trillion question.
Thanks for diving in with us. We'll catch you on the next one.
Bye.